by Hello Blind Cool Tech. This is Fee, or Fiona Dunn. This is a quick podcast about Symbian phones again. If it's me, what else really? I thought you might like to know about a useful thing that is on the third edition phones. And for the sake of being fair to both screen readers, blah blah blah, I've at the moment got mobile speak running on my N95 and talks running on my E61. However, news since my last podcast, talks now works on the N95. Hooray! So I've got that. I have got that as well, because there are some things that mobile speak doesn't really do, like reading percentages, which talks does. But mobile speak has a nice clear voice because I've got the Lucy voice now, which is great. Because when I showed you it before, it was a demo, 30-day demo version, but now I've bought it. Anyway, third edition phones, we're talking sort of E61, E50, basically anything, E-anything, or N-anything, apart from the N70, which they called the N70, but curiously, it's a second edition phone. Don't ask me, ask Nokia, because they did it. And, by the way, two things. If you hear someone hanging up clothes, that's Noel, my boyfriend, in the background. And the other thing is, if you hear any thunder, that's always possible as well, because we've been having thunderstorms today. And we did have some sunshine earlier as well. Yeah, you did hear right. England, and we did have sunshine. Yes, it does happen sometimes. So anyway, this useful thing, I've actually got to fix this because it doesn't work properly on the N95 at the moment, but some parts of it do, so I'm hoping that I can demonstrate it enough so that you get the idea. Basically, what we have is a data transfer application. Now, with the older phones, this was a bit boring because it was just for stuff like contacts and calendar and, yeah, that was kind of it really. Oh, and gallery files, but if you did that via Bluetooth, there's some thunder again. Yeah, that's some vaguely rumbling thunder in the background there. Yeah, if you did it, if you did the gallery files via Bluetooth, you could kind of wait forever, to be honest. So it was quicker to do it through a USB port onto the computer and then onto the other phone if you wanted to do that. And you could synchronise the contacts and calendar through the PC suite. So I didn't see an awful lot of point in it unless you didn't have a computer. However, they've improved it now. It's much better, the data transfer thing. You can transfer all kinds of stuff, including messages. Now, something's gone a bit wrong with my N95 and the messages, so I'm going to have to probably reinstall my firmware and things like that, and then see if it works after that. Because I sort of push these phones a bit to the limit, to be honest. So that's sort of a bit broken. But I might be able to demonstrate. I know I can still synchronise the contacts and some other stuff. So, oh, hang on, we're in the podcast application at the moment. That's something else I'll show you at some point. There is a podcasting application on these phones. Doesn't necessarily come with the podcasting application, but you can download it off the Nokia website and it is free, which is always good. We like free stuff. I've closed that now anyway, well, minimised it. So, we'll go to the menu, And we'll go to data transfer. In fact, we'll go to that on the N95.
Podcasts window. 2006 lecture plan. Podcasting. Podcasts. T-minus mobile.
Right, we've closed that as well on the N95 because I was looking at whether all the podcasts were there on both phones, the same podcasts, and they weren't. So it'd be interesting to see if this synchronises those or not. That's the main reason I'm doing this, and I thought, well, I'll give it a record as well and hopefully help some people out on the Blind Call Tech podcast listenership or something. Or I might just completely bore you all as well. That's always possible. Thanks everybody, by the way, who sent me emails after the last podcast. It's much appreciated, and if I didn't reply, I am very sorry. College work and basically college work plus repetitive strain injury in the hands. I've now got Dragon Naturally Speaking, and at one of these days I'll do a bit of a podcast on that. Keypad locked. Oh, shut up.
Keypad unlocked.
Thank you. I don't know why it says keypad. I probably said that last time I did a podcast about these as well. I can't even remember what I said. I ought to have listened to that first, really. But doing this podcast was a spontaneous decision. Anyway, menu.
Menu. Applications. Mobile speed. Podcasting. 3. File manager. Settings. VR player. 6. Music player. Home network. 8. Profiles. Data transfer. 10 of 21. Data transfer. Transfer data. 1 of 1.
Oh, it's raining again. Fabulous. Right. I better make sure Bluetooth is on the 61.
3. Outdoor. 1. Profiles. 2. Messaging. Bluetooth. Tab sheet 1 of 2. Bluetooth on. 1 of 4.
Oh, it is. Excellent. In fact, I could have done that a lot easier. As anyone who uses Talks could tell you, I could have done Talks and then key 2, which is the right-hand key underneath the screen, and it would have told me the battery and signal status, and it would have told me whether Bluetooth was on or not, but I didn't do that. But you can.
Data transfer window. Transfer data, 1 of 1.
We'll do transfer data.
Button 2, exit.
There's no phones in the list of phones. There's normally a thing. In fact, if I go into it on the
E61. Menu, folder installation. As folder well. Music player, file manager. Data transfer, 5 of 22.
I'll just turn this up a little bit.
Volume of 8.
And slow it down a touch.
Speed is 7. Settings, 6. Data transfer, 5 of 22. Select. Data transfer. Transfer data. 1 of 3.
Yeah, now you see in this one we've got data transfer data.
Transfer log. 2 of 3.
Transfer log. And you open that and you'll see the transfer log. But we'll see that in a bit anyway. So I'm not going to do that. And then...
Phones. 3 of 3.
Phones. 3 of 3. If we press the joystick on that
select.
One...
Phones. See Nokia N95/15/7/0711:14 PM. 1 of 3.
Oh, well, interestingly, this phone thinks I've synchronised it with the N95, but the N95 doesn't think I've synchronised... Yeah, you can tell I'm having a few issues at the moment, so I'll delete that.
Delete the Nokia N95 from list. Yes. Phones. See Nokia N7315/7/078:3 PM. 1 of 2.
Well, I'll leave the Nokia N73 in the list because we know that and the E61 will work together at the moment.
Nokia 6680/5/073:2 PM, 2 of 2.
And the Nokia 6680, which is old now that I have synchronised it with. Now, if you synchronise it with an older phone like the N70, the 6680, 6630, that kind of stuff, you can't do the messages and things, which is a bit boring, but there we are. You can only do the contacts and the calendar and the gallery, and there might be something else, but if there is, it's too boring to have remembered it. So you can't do that. But I'm gonna
back data transfer data 1 of 2.
Come
exit,
out of there.
Because
I'm gonna do it from the N95 end, because the N95 is a newer phone, so you can do this when you first get your phone and you've got nothing on it. There is stuff on this one, but if pretend you've got nothing on it, and you want all your stuff from your other phone, if you're a nutter like me and you've got an E61 or an N73 or one of these other lovely third edition phones that I like so much.
Data transfer window. Transfer data, one of one.
So you see, we've only got transfer data because there isn't a transfer log in here, because I formatted this phone yesterday already. So I've been trying all sorts to try and get this messaging thing to work, because I like to have all my messages on all my phones that I can. And all you junk haters, I should delete them, I'm sure, but I don't want to. So there we are. And all of you who keep every single email you send and receive, woo-hey! I'm like that too. Anyway.
Via Bluetooth, one of two.
You can either do it via Bluetooth,
via infrared,
or via infrared. Via, so we'll do Bluetooth, because infrared's really annoying. Switch on Bluetooth in the other phone. I've done that, so I'll press key one, which is continue.
Bluetooth is switched off in this phone, not switch on, question mark.
Yes, we do want to switch it on. I'll just slow.
Speed 7.
Whoops, I've just sped her up instead.
Speed 6. Speed 5.
That's better, right. Switch on, yes, we do want to, so I've pressed
more
key
devices.
One.
One of four.
More devices, I'll get it to search. That's Fee Nokia N73, but it didn't really say the Fee properly, did it? It was sort of like Nokia N73.
One of two. Finkia N73.
Finkia. It's not Nokia, it's Nokia. I'm not quite sure.
E61,
that's the one we're going to play with, so we'll just see. Because when you do a Bluetooth search, after a while, for a while it's got just stop above key 2. And then after a while it changes that stop, as in stop searching, I've found the one I want now kind of thing. If you don't want it to keep on searching, if it finds the phone you want straight away, you don't want to wait for it to search for the others. After a bit, I'm not sure how many seconds it is, but a certain number of seconds, it changes to have select above key 1 or button 1 if you prefer, and cancel above key 2. So you don't want to press key 2 automatically just to stop, because if you do that, then you might end up cancelling instead, which isn't the end of the world. You can just do it again, but it's just annoying. So if I press the edit key and then the centre of the joystick, it'll tell me what these keys will do now. Now, I know they'll have turned into select and cancel by now, but I'll just show you anyway.
Button 1, select. Button 2, cancel.
So we'll say select, I think, if we are on
E61. Gear 70. E61, one of three.
I think Noel's left his Bluetooth on his phone.
Define numerical passcode to pair the phones via BART. Minimum length 1 character. Enter code to passcode query.
It says via BART. That actually says BT from experience. But Lucy, the voice Lucy on here, says BART for some reason. Perhaps she likes The Simpsons, I'm not sure. It's told us we've got to define this passcode. You might think that's when you type in the passcode, but it isn't. You press, let me see what the buttons are.
Button 1, OK.
You press button 1 for OK first, then you have to type in the passcode. So we'll press OK.
Waiting for Fee61. Waiting for Fee61.
That's misleading as well, because you have to type in the passcode. I'm just going to do 40s because that's easy. Now I'll do it in the 61. I've got to do this quite fast, otherwise it'll time
okay,
out.
Check, three, accept connection request from Fee Nokia N95, question mark, yes, 3, adore.
Hopefully you can hear.
Or, one of nine.
Hopefully you can hear with the stereo there which phone's which. So we've got the E61 on the left and the N95 on the right. And I expect you know that, you've worked that out already, but just so that we can, everybody's all hopefully knows what I'm doing. Now it says select data. What does it say?
Select data colon. Or one of nine.
Well, we don't want to do it all, because I know the messaging isn't working at the moment. It used to work, though, so don't be put off by me saying it doesn't work on the N95. It actually does. I think I've just kind of exhausted this phone a little bit, and it probably needs its software reloading, reinstalling, whatever.
Contacts, 2 of 9.
So you can do the contacts. We'll tick contacts, because I know I've changed one earlier on, and I know I'm going to format this thing, and I don't want to lose what I've changed.
Contacts, 2 of 9, marked.
So that says marked now, because I pressed the centre of the joystick on it. It's a bit like pressing space on a checkbox with the computer.
Calendar entries, 3 of 9.
Well, I haven't altered any calendar entries, so we'll leave that.
Gallery files, 4 of 9.
Gallery files would, well, we'd be here till tomorrow morning, so I don't think I'll do that.
Notes, 5 of 9.
No, I haven't done any notes on here lately.
Recent calls, 6 of 9.
Recent calls, can I be bothered? No.
Text messages, 7 of 9.
That's the excellent one, why I love this data transfer, but at the moment, as I say, it's not doing what it's meant to, but it's very good.
Bookmarks, 8 of 9.
Bookmarks, now that's a good one, because that's your web bookmarks. And with the N95, I think that's the first phone where you can synchronise your web bookmarks with your computer. Now, mine synchronises it with Mozilla Firefox. I don't know whether it works with Internet Explorer. It might just do it with Firefox for me, because it knows that that's my default browser. I suppose I really ought to use Internet Explorer as my default browser, because I've got Dragon, but I kind of haven't taught myself how Dragon and Internet Explorer and JSA and everything all work together as yet, because I'm still quite a novice user with all that stuff. So I'm using it in Word, but where the bulk of my typing has to be done. But with Internet Explorer and, well, internet browsing, I kind of haven't got that far yet. So, anyway,
text message, bookmarks.
We'll press the joystick on that one.
Bookmarks, 8 of 9, marked. Gear folder, 9 of 9.
That's Nokia folder, and we'll press the middle on that as well.
Gear folder, 9 of 9, marked.
That's my laptop humming to itself in the background, if you were wondering what that was. So, now I'll press, what have we got?
Button 1, okay. Button 2. Cancel.
I'll press OK, and I hope.
Stephen, hold on. Contacts.
Accept connection request from Freenokia N95. Yes, 3. As all. Allow synchronization via Bluetooth with the N95, question mark. Yes. Sending. Contacts. Bookmarks. Nokia folder.
Well, I'm hoping this is going to work. Now we just wait for a minute so I can jabber about phones. Hey, excellent. What else can I tell you about mobile speak and talks then, which is probably what you all want to know? I think some of you want to know about Wayfinder as well, but there's a very good Wayfinder demo already on Blind Call Text. So that's with mobile speak though. I don't know whether there's one with talks. I might do a bit of a comparison podcast one of these days, you know, showing you things with both of them, but they seem to be quite good, both do, but I think Talks does a slightly better job at the moment, but it's not kind of life or death, it's sort of more little things. There is a Wayfinder version 2, I think, for the second edition phones, like the 6680 and the N70, and so on. But I haven't actually played with it yet, and there may be another version for the third edition phones by now. I haven't even checked the last few days, but I hope there is soon, because certainly in the first release, for the third edition phones, you can't send your favourites to anyone else. The other thing you can't do is you can't send favourites to anyone with ordinary Wayfinder that's not Wayfinder access, because they're a different format, and that kind of really annoyed me. I thought, well, aren't we supposed to have sighted friends or something? I mean, you know. So let's see how this is getting on now. We'll ask the 61 how far it thinks it's got first.
440 contacts, bookmarks, Nokia folder.
Right, so it's telling us 440 contacts, bookmarks, Nokia folder. So the contacts thing, it's done the contacts thing. And we'll see what the other one says now. That was a bit of a struggle, wasn't it, for it to say that? Crumbs. So I've just turned the volume up and it's still struggling a bit because it's doing so many things at once. Not as good as in the early days when you've had the Nokia 9210i, which was the big first... Well, no, I'm lying. It wasn't the first communicator, but it was the first widely available communicator that was out when Torx was actually released to the public. There was, I think, a version of Torx on the 9110, but they, by the time they developed that, you couldn't buy the 9110. Or was it 9100? Anyway, it was bigger, and it was a... Because I touched one once, it was a big communicator. It was a brick of a thing. The 9210i was still quite brickish, but when that was in the middle of doing something, eloquence would suddenly sound a bit like a granddad and croaking. Anyway, let's see how it's getting on now.
Sending cold on. 198 contacts. Bookmarks. Gear folder. Button to stop.
Noel, you've left your Bluetooth on your phone because my phone keeps finding it, so you might want to turn it off. We've just discovered that when looking for my phone just now. Let's see how the 61 says it's doing.
Receiving, select,
no.
256, 257 con, 258 contact, 259 con, 260 contact. 261 contact, 262 contact, 263 contact, 264 contacts, bookmarks, Nokia folder.
So that's Torx going a bit crazy and telling you, as the number's going up, telling you it is. You won't hear Torx going when Noel's looking at his phone because he's fully sighted, so if you're wondering, that's... But I made sure he got an N70 so that when he rung and asked how on earth did you do such and such, I could tell him. What else can I talk to you about while this is finishing off? Well, I've spoken a bit about Wayfinder and Wayfinder Access. It's definitely worth getting Wayfinder Access. What's the sat-nav on the N95 like? That seems to have been the other question. People didn't actually ask that, but they just sort of said, I was wondering about Wayfinder on the N95. Well, there's apparently a new firmware release, version 12 point, some huge load of ridiculous amount of numbers after it. I've got 11 point something at the moment because my phone's a T-Mobile branded phone. I've had it unlocked, but it's still a branded one. Hopefully the T-Mobile version 12 will come out soon, but I don't think it is yet. But apparently that...
Synchronization complete.
Synchronization complete.
Oh, fabulous.
Log log
961.
Data transfer. 914 contacts.
914 contacts. 1 of
3. We'll look at that in a second, but I'll finish what I was saying. It takes a while to get a fix, someone was saying to me about it the other day, a fix on satellite. Sounds like a drug addict, doesn't it? It takes a while to find your position then with the N95 at the moment, but apparently the version 12 of the firmware addresses that and makes it all a lot quicker. So when I can get that, I'll be, as long as it works, I'll be very happy. So that's the N95 and the GPS. Once you do get the positioning working on it, it's quite good, although Wayfinder access sometimes randomly closes for no apparent reason, but I think that might be partly... there are a few instability issues with the N95. I mean, you can tell that by the fact that we're already on version 12 of the firmware. I mean, I think the N70 only got up to about version 5 or 6, and that's like in the whole of its lifetime. I bet version 12 isn't going to be the last version for the N95. So I think perhaps they released that a bit hastily, and now they're finding out all the bugs that everyone's finding. Wonder why Windows comes to mind. Anyway, so let's see what these phones have done.
Talks. Log VN95. All data transferred. 914 contacts. 1 of 3. 2. Close.
914 contacts. 1 of 3.
Now, when I did this the other day, I panicked because I thought, oh, what if it's doubled up all my contacts? And now I've got 914 contacts in my
VN95.
But actually, it means that it's transferred 914 between the two, and it's synchronised them. Thank goodness, because otherwise I'd be a bit annoyed. So I'll go down.
60 bookmarks,
2 of 3. Bookmarks, 2 of 3.
Now, this is where Torx is winning just at the moment. Because I've tried Torx on the N95 as well. And Mobile Speak on the E61. Torx will say 60 bookmarks. Mobile Speak won't tell you how many.
960 bookmarks.
914 contacts. Bookmarks. 2 of 3.
Which is kind of annoying.
1 Nokia folder. 3 of 3.
Gear folder. 3 of 3.
And again, 1 Nokia folder. Nokia folder. So it's just... again, Torx is winning at the moment in terms of that. That's kind of something you'd really want to know. So, anyway, it's done it. Excellent. Now I'm going to see if that Nokia folder thing... changed the podcasting application, because there were more podcasts on the N95 a few minutes ago than there were on the E61. It'll also give me a chance to show you actually the podcasting application, because it's quite a neat little application. It won't take very long. So I'll close the... Now you see the N95's got 3 as well now.
Transfer log, 2 of 3.
The transfer log that I was saying about is just that amount of bookmarks and stuff. Because if I open it, it'll just go back to that screen.
Transfer log, 16/7/079:17 PM. 914 contacts, 1 of 3. Bookmarks, 2 of 3. Gear folder, 3
so
of 3.
So it's just the same screen, the transfer log. So you can just, later on, you can just look at that again if you want to.
Transfer log, phones, 3 of 3.
And if we look at phones now,
V6116/7/079:17 PM, 1 of 1.
We've got the 61.
Transfer log, 2 of 3. Phones, 3 of 3.
I'm just going to try the messaging thing.
V6116/7/079.
I don't think it's going to work, but I'm going to try.
1 of 3.
Because then I can show you what it does before I get to the podcasting thing.
E6116/7/079:17 PM, 1 of 1.
Right, I'll press the middle of the joystick and the first choice.
1 of 3.
Synchronise. So you can just synchronise it, and you can synchronise your text messages and stuff at a later date. So you don't just have to use it when you first get your phone or whatever. Go down.
Edit. 2 of 3.
Edit.
Delete. 3 of 3.
And delete, so you can delete the phone. I'll show you what edit's got in it.
Edit, 2 of 3.
Because that's a good one.
V61, phone. Sync data selected, 1 of 4.
That's not very helpful sounding, but if you open that...
Sync data, all, 1 of 9.
You get your list of the different types of data you can synchronise, so we'll go down.
Contacts, 2 of 9, marked.
We'll unmark
that. Contacts, 2 of 9. Calendar entries, 3 of 9. Gallery files, 4 of 9. Notes, 5 of 9. Recent calls, 6 of 9. Text messages, 7 of 9. Text messages, 7 of 9, marked.
Don't think that's going to work. I think I've broken that, but we'll see.
Bookmarks. Bookmarks, 8 of 9, marked. Bookmarks, 8 of 9. Gear folder, 9 of 9, marked. Gear folder, 9 of 9.
Right, so now we'll do...
Button 1, okay. Button 2, cancel.
Right, it's important because with some of these applications and things, you press key 2 or button 2 for done. Don't press that in this one because it will cancel it and it will forget what settings you've just changed. So we'll press button 1.
Phone. Sync data selected. 1 of 4.
And we're back to where we were before. I'll show you the other options.
Connection type Bluetooth. 2 of 4. Allow automatic con. No. 3 of 4.
We'll change that to yes, allow automatic connection.
Now automatic con dot yes 3 of 4. Phone name V61 4 of 4.
And the phone name. So we'll back out of that with key 2.
V61 16/7/079:17 PM 1 of 1. Synchronize 1 of 3.
Now remember when my E61 asks if it's allowed to accept the connection request that I have authorized it in the N95 but not on the E61 end. So it's not that it's not working properly, it's just if I did it the other way around from the E61, then hopefully it wouldn't ask for so much authorization. I think it still does ask you a bit, but not as many times. So we'll say...
Switch on Bluetooth in the other phone.
Yep, yeah, it's already on, so continue.
Receiving code on. Text MSGS.
Accept connection request from Free Nokia N95. Yes. Data transfer. Allow synchronization via Bluetooth with the N95. Yes. Sending. Text MSGS. Some data not copied.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem I'm having at the moment. So, but that shouldn't happen. It should spend ages synchronising your messages. And if I do it between the E61 and the N73, and I have previously done it with the N95, it does actually work. So please don't be put off by me showing you that and then it doesn't work. Okay. So I'm going to back out of all that now and quickly show you the podcast, and then I think it'll be time to shut up and stop recording because you'll be sick of the sound of my voice.
Data transfer, phones, 3 of 3. Menu, window, data transfer, 10 of 21.
I had to press
button 2, exit.
Edit, and then hash them because the menu didn't read out automatically for some weird reason. Actually, I may as well stay in the menu to find the podcasting
thing. File mermaid. Podcasting 3 of 21. Podcasting. Podcasts 1 of 3.
And...
Talks 3. Add or 1. Profile. Menu. Menu. Folder installation. Folder mobile 3. Music player. File manager.
Oh, it's in installations on this
folder. Select. Installations. Talks and Zoom. Podcasting. Select. Podcasting. Podcasts 1 of 3. Select. Podcasts, 3 podcasts, 4 new, up 49 days ago, 1 of 52.
Podcasts. 2006 lecture platform, colon, weekly overviews, 10 new, comma, updated 17 days ago, 1 of 70.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
ACB radio main menu podcast, 10 new, up 22 days ago, 2 of 52.
So anyway, I've got a list of my podcasts here. I'll come out of that. I'll just show you it on the...
Podcasting,
podcasts, 1 of 3. I've backed out of that, so I'm in the podcasting thing, but it just says podcasts, 1 of 3 now. But that was my list of podcasts. In fact, I'll go back into that for just a second.
Podcasts, 2006 lecture, 3
podcasts.
ACBA radio main menu, live podcast, 12 new,
comma,
updated 10 days ago, 3 of 70.
ACBA radio, that's ACB radio main menu, that should be. What you can do with this, you can
1 of 11
open.
Update 2 of 11.
You can update it. So if we say we're gonna update that, I'll do that in just a second when I've shown you the other options.
New podcast 3 of 11.
That's if you want to add a new podcast feed in by typing it in, or you can copy and paste it, except actually no, I think that does work with yes, I think that does work with Mobile Speak. You can't go into the web application as yet on the N95, though, with either Talks or Mobile Speak, which is a bit annoying.
Edit 4 of 11.
You can edit, so you can edit the feed. You can edit the feed if you've got it a bit wrong and it can't find the podcast, or if it's changed, or for whatever reason you want to edit it for.
Edit
Delete
5 of 11.
Delete.
Send 6 of 11. Submenu.
Send. That will send it as an... I think the file, OPML file or whatever it is. That's the kind of file, anyway, that Juice uses as well. So you could send it via Bluetooth to your computer and import it then into something like Juice.
/unmark, 7 of 11, submenu.
So you could mark it and then you could mark a load of others and then you could update them all at once or delete them all.
Details, 8 of 11.
I'm not sure what details is, but anyway.
Open page, 9 of 11.
Open web page. Well, obviously that won't work on this N95, but you can open the web page.
Help, 10 of 11.
She sounds like she needs help, doesn't she? Help!
Help, 10 of 11. Exit, 11 of 11.
So we're going to update it.
Update, 2 of 11.
Now, it usually asks you which access point you want to connect by, but I think it's already connected now, so... I don't think it'll ask that, but I'm going to connect it through the wireless if it does ask
me. One update, 2 of 11. Radio main menu live podcast updating .. 3 of 70. Radio main menu podcast 5 new comma updated 10 days ago, 4 of 70. Radio main menu live podcast 8 new comma updated recently, 3 of 70.
So if I then press the centre of the joystick to open it, which is what it does by default, unless you've never updated it before, I suppose...
Radio main menu live podcast. Main menu live for 27 June 2007 MP3 comma 27.3 MB 1 of 8.
You can do...
Download 1 of 7. Mark as old 2 of 7. Remove 3 of 7. Mark /unmark 4 of 7. Submit. Details 5 of 7. Help 6 of 7.
Sometimes you get description as well in the list, but not in main menu, which is... I've always thought it's a bit of a shame, because if it's just telling you... the date and that. You don't know if you're interested in it or not.
Main menu live for 27 June 2007. Main menu live MP3, 27.3 MB, 1 of 8.
With talks, it will tell you, because I've labelled some graphics, it will tell you whether the podcast's not downloaded and stuff. In fact, I'll show you quickly on the E61 rather than...
Podcasts. ACB Radio main menu is podcast 10 new, up 22 days ago, 2 of 52.
We'll open that. Select. I'm not going to update it on this
phone. Main menu for the 20th of June 2007 MP3, 55.8 megabytes, 1 of 11. ACB Radio main menu is podcast. Not...
Ah, there
not
we go.
Downloaded main menu, not downloaded main menu for the 13th of June 2007 MP3, 56.6 megabytes, 2 of 11.
So that says not downloaded...
Old main menu live for the 20th of June 2007 MP3, 55.8 megabytes, 1 of 11.
That says old, so I've obviously played a bit of that one, because it seems that when you've played a bit of it, that's when it's old. Right, let's go to a different podcast, see if we can find one.
Blind School Tech 32.
Right, there might be some different...
Not downloaded system access on the internet MP3, 12. Blind School Tech, old wayfinder access MP3, 20. Not downloaded Samsung MP3. Not downloaded applying MacUp MP3. Not downloaded Verizon LG. Downloading Ninja MP3, 12%, comma, 31 days ago, 6 of 41.
That one says downloading. It's not actually downloading it right now, but I labelled that graphic downloading because it does it, it has it when the thing isn't downloaded as yet. But I didn't want to label it partly downloaded because that's kind of verbose and... waffly, and also if it's noisy it sounds a bit similar to downloaded, and also it's if it's actually connected and it is downloading it, you get the same graphic. So there we go. So that one's downloading because I've downloaded a bit of it.
Not downloaded system access to go. Not downloaded CCleaner. Not downloaded pay to play. Not downloaded glide snap. Not downloaded chime clock. Not downloaded Screamer 8. Not downloaded Nitivist. Samsung A640 demo MP3, 5%, comma, 40 days ago, 14 of 41.
Well, that one doesn't say downloading, interestingly.
Not downloaded Nitivist. Samsung A640 demo MP3, 5%, comma, 40 days ago, 14 of 41. Options. Continue download, 1 of 8. Play preview, 2 of 8. Mark as new, 3 of 8.
Ah, I think it's kind of... another graphic, maybe, that sort of means I've played a bit of it, so it's changed it to old rather than new. But it's partway through downloading it as well. I don't think I'm going to bother labelling that graphic, because that might be a bit complicated to think of downloaded but played a bit of. Nah.
Cancel.
Don't think so.
Not downloaded Braille JAWS MP3, 9.3 megabytes, 41 days ago, 15 or 41.
I mean, if somebody thinks of a good name for that graphic, please, you know, let me know. You'll have my email address at the end. Apologies to whoever said it was a good idea to put it at the beginning, but I forgot. Because I actually think, yes, it is a good idea. But never mind, if you're using Winamp or something, it shouldn't be too difficult to find.
Not downloaded Untitled String Piece MP3. Not downloaded Night of the... Not downloaded Vistola... Not downloaded James Scott. Not downloaded Symbian Memo MP3, 36.9 megabytes, 49 days ago, 20 or 41.
49 days ago, gosh, and I wonder who did that one.
Not downloaded Sprinty LG View. Not downloaded Self Seminar. Not downloaded Logic MP3. Build Transmit Demo MP3, 28.8 megabytes, 54 days ago, 24 or 41. Not downloaded Flight Suit MP3.
I've done some more.
Not downloaded A9
graphic labels, but perhaps.
Not downloaded Vista.
I didn't.
Startup Manager MP3, 32%, 58 days ago, 28 or 41.
Oh, I think this is one of these played but downloaded a bit of. I suppose I could call it preview played, because in the options you've got.
Options. Continue download, 1 of 8.
Continue download.
Play preview.
Play
two of
preview.
Eight.
So if I hit that.
Select.
It'll play a bit of it.
Music player, dash dash.
If it's very loud.
Dash dash. Back.
Anyway, that was the start of it.
32%, 58 days ago, 28 to 41.
Yeah, I might label it preview played, but I'm not going to demonstrate me labelling graphics, because this has gone on far too long. If you want to hear somebody labelling graphics and demonstrating it, go to www.blindsea.com, and that's sea spelled as in the ocean, S-E-A, not as in whether you can see or not, so that's www.blindsea.com, and your speech thing will probably come out with something weird like Blindsea. Go to Mobile Corner within that. Well, you might not have to go to Mobile Corner, I'm not sure. But somewhere on that site, there is a Talks demo done by Stephen Gigar, but it'll pronounce it Gigger. And he demonstrates how to label graphics and use the dictionary as well. The pronunciation dictionary with Talks, and he did a very good job, so I don't really need to do that.
Not down the little road starts not. Not downloaded Adobe 7M. Not downloaded Card Space MP. Not downloaded A9 to Build Solar Talking Blind MP3, 4.9 megabytes, 84 days ago, 33 or 41.
I like the fact that it tells you how old something is as well. It's very good.
Download on 3 Ways to Shine and Up MP3, 11.8 megabytes, 84 days ago, 34 or 41.
Ah, I knew there was another graphic I'd labelled. Download done. I think it didn't say old, so I think I must have downloaded it and then not had time to listen to it and then forgotten about it. So if I do options.
Options. Play. 1 of 7.
Yes, that says play, so you can tell it's completely downloaded it, because otherwise it would say play preview.
Mark as old. 2 of 7.
Yeah, you see it says mark as old. I'm not going to do that.
Cancel. Blind Cool Tech. Download on 3 Ways to Shine and Up MPs. Build a guide to Windows Vista Part 1 MP. Build mailing list changes MPs. Not downloaded HD radio demo. Build voice box script demo. Not downloaded Atty Space MP3. Build CSUN07 RAP. Not downloaded FI5220C MP3, 2.6 megabytes, 593 days ago, 41 or 41.
Not
downloaded system access on the internet MP3. Back. Podcasts. Blind School Tech 32 new, up 22 days ago, 452.
I think some of those, one of them was 500 and something days ago or something. I'm not quite sure why that was, whether I'd just... Oh, I don't know. I know it missed some out. It was, that's very, very odd. Yeah, Very old. Never mind. Anyway, I'll come out of that and I'll show you the other two things very quickly.
Podcasts, 1 of 3. Directories, 2 of 3.
Directories. Now, you could go through this all day.
Select directories. Featured, 1 of 5.
Featured? Why does it say it in a funny way? Let's spell it with talks up arrow.
Talks.
Long up arrow.
Caps, F-E-A-T-U-R-E-D.
Well, it's just spelt normally, so I don't know why it says featured.
Select featured 1 of 5. Featured 1 of 5. International 2 of 5.
Oh, I pressed select and it
featured 1 of 5.
Must have updated it instead of opening it. So what are the options here?
Options. Open 1 of 12. Update. New. Submenu 3 of 12.
New.
Select web directory 1 of 2. Folder 2 of 2.
Oh, okay. You can put a new directory in there, right?
Cancel. Directories. Options. Open. Update. New. Edit 4 of 12. Delete 5 of 12. Send submenu mark slash unmark submenu 7 of 12.
Oh, so you can send your directories as well, but I'm not quite sure how that works. But
search 8 of 12. Import OPML file 9 of 12.
You can import the OPML file.
Restore default 10 of 12.
Bless you, Noel. Restore default. I don't know. I suppose that goes back to what? I'm not sure really.
Help 11 of 12.
She doesn't sound quite as in need of help. The Emily voice as Lucy did, does she?
Help, 11 of, exit, 12 of 12.
She sounds a bit more laid back.
Open, 1 of 12.
So anyway, we'll open that directory just to show
select
you.
Select directories. Nokia Music Podcast, 1 of 13. NPR directory, 2 of 13.
So you get directories and you get individual
Nokia Music Podcast, 1 of 13.
Podcasts in some
options
of them.
Subscribe, 1 of 9.
Because you can subscribe.
Delete, to send, mark slash on. Search 5 of 9. Import OPML file. Restore default. Help 8 of 9. Cancel.
So you can do that all
NPR
that.
Music podcast 1 of 13.
But then if we go down.
NPR directory 2 of 13.
NPR directory. I think we're going to have different options because I think this is a directory. I should have labelled a graphic directory, but I haven't as yet.
Options. Update 1 of 9. Delete 2 of 9. Send, submenu 3 of 9. Mark slash unmark, submenu 4 of 9.
The reason that send thing's a submenu is because you can do it via email or MMS or Bluetooth. Mark slash unmark's a submenu because you've got mark all, unmark all, or something like that.
Search, 5 of 9. Import OPML file. Restore default. Help. Exit. Cancel. Directories. NPR directory, 2 of 13.
So that's all in feature. There's other things, but
back featured 1 of 5.
But if you've got one of these phones, you can explore that yourself. You'll probably have 1 of 4 though, because I've got an extra directory that I didn't have when I first used this.
International 2 of 5. Podcast discovery 3 of 5. Video 4 of 5.
Some of those directories have so many directories and subdirectories in them. It's scary. And then the last one, which I now have, which I, as I said, I didn't have when I first used this until I sent myself some podcasts from my N73. I've now got
received 5 of 5.
Received. That wasn't on there when I first had it because obviously I didn't have any received podcasts. So if I open that,
select ACB Radio main menu with podcast 1 of 29. Options. Subscribe. New. Delete. Send. Mark slash unmark. Search. Import OPM. Restore default. Help. Exit. Subscribe. 1 of 10.
Now, if I do subscribe, it won't. I don't think it'll let me because I've already subscribed. Let's see. I think it'll tell me I've already subscribed.
Select. Already subscribed.
Yep. Which is really good.
ACB Radio main menu with podcast. 1 of 29.
I should delete all those from this received directory, really, but I just kind of haven't got round to it yet. In fact, I'll do that now.
Options. Subscribe. Exit. Help. Restore default. Import OPML file. Search. Mark slash unmark. Select. Mark. 1 of 3. Reverse. 2 of 3.
Reverse? Well, I don't know what that means, but anyway.
Mark all. 3 of 3. Select. Directories. Check ACB Radio main menu with podcast. 1 of 29.
So I've marked all of those now. So what I'm going to do, I'm hoping this isn't going to delete them from my actual podcasts. It shouldn't do though. Is I'm going to delete them.
Delete selected entries? Question mark. Yes. Directories. No items.
So there's no items in that
back.
Now.
Received, 5 of 5.
We've got a nice received directory for when I send myself some more.
Video, podcast is international, featured, 1 of 5, back, podcasting, directories, podcasts, 1 of 3.
I'm just going to reassure myself that they're still in here.
Select, podcasts, 3 podcasts, 4, ACB radio main menu is podcast.
Yes.
ACB radio main menu podcast 9 new, up 22 days ago, 3 of 52.
Yes.
Back, phew. Podcasting, directories. Search, 3 of 3.
Search is the last thing. Now you can find that in a menu. You probably think, oh, we've had that in a menu, sub-menu or a menu before. But anyway, it's in a nice, easy place to find here. So we'll do search.
Select, enter search term, text.
Now we're already connected to the wireless thing, so it won't ask me. I'm going to search for blind, and one of the results it should come up with is blind call tech. Be aware, though, that this has only got the directories, and it only searches the bits and bobs that it searches, so you may still find stuff with, say, Google on your computer on a website that you wouldn't find with this. This is not an exhaustive search, but it can be handy at times.
Blind.
So I've put blind. What have we got?
Okay. Search. Searching. Blind call tech general discussion and techniques for remaining active as a person with blind. 1 of 2.
So we've got 2. It usually comes up with a maximum of 10 normally, which is a bit annoying if they don't quite match what you want, then you think, well, what would the 11th one have been? It might have been the one I wanted.
Byron's Journal. Byron's Journal is a podcast by a blind guy who is all about getting downright personal with the world around him. Go on soundseeing tours, hear interviews with everyday people, and experience the W...2 of 10.
Oh, it's got 10 now. Excellent.
Snow Blind Podcast. Snow Blind is a feature film documentary about the history, culture and lifestyle of snowboarding. The film follows several young competitors that are on the brink of success, and the length they will, .. 3 of 10.
So it's nice because it gives you a little bit of blurb about them.
Chris and Dave pointing for radio your world, the way we see it, !! Pointing out the obvious to those who refuse to see. Discussing technology, Mac, OS X, Apple, Linux, Windows, Microsoft, American culture, isolationism, human ignorance, .. 4 of 10. The Darcy and Holly show a couple who met over the internet, and who still currently live in different countries, talk about whatever comes into their heads, 5 of 10. Tony's blog and podcast Picnic Magazine, the podcast is a technology podcast in Swedish about tech from a blindness perspective, 6 of 10.
I might subscribe to that one.
Options. Subscribe, 1 of 8. Select, subscribe.
Okay.
Search, Tony's blog and podcast Picnic Magazine.
So that's how easy that was to, subscribe.
Raven Booth Day Raven with a weekly one-hour radio and podcast booth show with music from Robert Johnson to the Blind Voice of Alabama. Transmitted on 32 FM transmitters worldwide on Saturday night. Curse Buster Sound, original sounds from blind jazz saxophonist Kevin Brown, 8 of 10. Blends, but it's difficult to define my lingua by ear, !! I'm a woman who happens to be blind, and love inviting you to see life the way I see it, with my husband, Gary the eye guy who describes from his wheelchair, .. 9 of 10.
Yeah, why not?
Options. Subscribe, 1 of 8. Already subscribed.
Oh, I've already subscribed to that one. Okay.
Search, Blends, but it's difficult to define my... Shelley's podcast. Join Shelley for conversation about technology. She even writes MacBooks, right, Karen, podcasting, live, music, politics, and an occasional discussion of life as a visually impaired person living away from this, .. 10 of 10.
So that gives you sort of 10. I don't think you can get, like, the next 10. I'll just look.
Options. Subscribe. New search. Open web page. Description. 4 of 8. Send. Submit. Mark slash unmark. Help. Exit. Cancel. Search.
No, unfortunately, can't.
Back. Podcast. Phone. New email.
Yeah, anyway. So, what have I shown you? I've shown you the data transfer, albeit that not quite everything worked as it should have done, but yeah, that's technology, isn't it? And I've shown you a few differences between Talks and Mobile Speak going along, like, for example, you can't, as far as I know, you can't label graphics in Mobile Speak at the moment, which is a bit annoying. But I'm going to Site Village tomorrow, so I'll have a little chat to them about that if I get a chance. And I've shown you the podcasting application as well. I'm not going to show you me sending the podcasts from my N95 to my E61 that weren't already on there, because it's all pretty self-explanatory. You'd mark the ones that weren't on the other phone, you mark all the ones you want to send, and then you do send, and it sends it all as one file to your other phone, Bluetooth, enabled computer, whatever you're sending it to. So that's easy. Just mark them all, then do send, and it will literally just send the one file. So I'm not going to demonstrate that because that's not very interesting. Anyway, I hope that's been informative to some people, and hopefully not too long. There's so much more I can say about phones. Oh, I've told you a bit about Wayfinder as well, haven't I? Hope you're all well, and I might see some of you at Site Village, but probably by the time this is on the web, that will have been and gone, but because I've got to make sure it's all edited and things first. And yeah, hopefully this finds you well and you've enjoyed it, and I hope to speak to you all again soon, college work permitting. Okay, thanks a lot, and goodbye, and take care. And I've just realised I haven't given you my email address, so I'll just do that, and then I'll say goodbye again. It's fee@feedone.plus.com. I'll spell that. fi@fidunn.plus.com. I'm not going to spell com, that's just ridiculous. Right, I'm really going this time. That was a bit like a PS in a letter, wasn't it? Oh, I forgot. You know. So, take care and all that all over again, which I'm not going to say again. And speak to you soon, and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.